Good morning. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 10, verse 9. Psalm chapter 10, verse 9. He lurks in a hiding place as a lion in his lair. He lurks to catch the afflicted. He catches the afflicted when he draws him into his net. Read it again. He lurks in a hiding place as a lion in his lair. He lurks to catch the afflicted. He catches the afflicted when he draws him into his net. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, God. We just praise you and we give you all the glory, God, that for all the things that you've given to us in our lives, God, for providing for us and watching over us, Lord, and we just praise you. Father, we ask you speak today, God, through the word, Lord, and that our prayer time and our worship time today is just so fruitful, God, that your presence is here and is moving, Lord. We thank you, we love you, in your son's most precious name we pray. Amen. I was reading this psalm a few weeks ago, and there's one particular verse that caught my eye. It was, he lurks to catch the afflicted, in the middle of verse 9. And I started thinking about it. And it brought me back to Discovery Channel. And we've all seen those Discovery Channel shows where we see the antelope or the impala or great migrations happening across the safari. By the way, I'm going to South Africa in about a month or so. So I'm very excited. That's why maybe I'm thinking about safaris. But you see these great migratory patterns and you always hear the commentators saying, but look at that one in the back. He's either the sick, the young, the weak. There's something wrong with that animal. And that's when the lion or whoever the predator is comes. And they try to run, but the lion or the predator just jumps on. And we all know what's that. The lion gets their meal, and the afflicted meets their untimely or timely death. However you want to watch it. But similarly, putting that aside, similarly, that's how, as I was thinking about it, I realized, you know, that's really how Satan goes about attacking us. He goes after, not necessarily he goes after the ones that are weak, but certainly makes it easier for him to do so because he'll do anything to keep us down and he'll kick us when we're down. But a lot of the times, as I was thinking about it, I realized that he goes to town on our weaknesses, right? He won't attack us at our strengths, but he always goes after, or he'll attack us at our strength, but more often than not, he'll go after our weaknesses. And it got me to thinking, you know, what, personally for me, like, what are my weaknesses? How does Satan attack me? Or how does he try to bring me down? And, you know, are there weaknesses that, you know, I'm not aware of? Because a lot of times, we just don't know. We have all these blind spots and we don't see. And for me, I've actually had to acknowledge quite recently, there's a great deal of anger within me that I didn't know, I wasn't aware of. Because for me, I always think that I'm a pretty chill guy, I'm pretty mellow. You can ask people in the office, or actually, I woke up to a message from one of my good friends in Toronto, and she's a flight attendant. She's currently on maternity leave, so she's working in the office because she can't fly, and there's a few other crew that are there as well. And one of the crew that were there was saying, like, hey, do you remember Andrew? And she's like, yeah, he's actually my good friend. It's like, oh, what does he do now? And so my friend said, oh, he's a pastor. And apparently, these were her words in text. Because she almost fell off her chair. Because it's not that, or the reason why she almost fell off her chair was because for her, he goes, she went, oh, he's always so cool. Not like cool as in like, hey, this guy's like really charming, whatever. But cool as in he doesn't talk. He doesn't smile. You know, you don't know who he is. He just always like just doesn't do anything. He just goes about his work and that's it. So I always thought that was me. Like, I'm just pretty chill, mellow. You know, I'll go about my work and, you know, let things happen. So I thought I was chill. I mean, sometimes in the office, there might be like little bits here and there where that true emotion will come out. But for the most part, I would like to think I'm pretty mellow and chill, right? All the staff are like not looking at me. So that's who I thought it was. But I've been recently been having to confront this idea, or not this idea, but the reality that there's actually a lot of anger within me, but I didn't know. And the way this came about is, when Cora and I would get into arguments and we start fighting, I found myself getting really angry. But it was only in retrospect that I realized the issue was more with anger. Because in the heat of the moment, when we're arguing, you always want to win. Right? All for, not just for the married people, but for anyone that's ever been involved in an argument, you want to win. And for me, like, I wanted to win because I thought that my strength was the ability to debate and I could defeat any argument that you have. Even though I knew I was wrong. I'm like, you're right, I'm wrong. But, you know, and I'll bring up something else. Does my sin or my wrongness trump something else that I'll bring in, right? And I realized that as I continue to argue, as I continue to use my strength in debating, this actually fueled my anger. And I enjoyed that anger. I got a rush and a kick out of it. That's another... Anger is another thing that we can deal with another day. But continuing to argue actually fueled my anger, which felt really good, but in the end was wreaking havoc on my relationship with Cora. And... Now, that's how the enemy worked. I didn't realize that I actually had an anger problem. Like, I thought, yeah, I get angry from time to time and I unhealthily deal with it. But I didn't know that many times when anger comes up, I deal with it in a very unhealthy way. It was only when it kept coming up that God was saying, hey, Andrew, I want you to deal with this because the enemy is preying on this. Every time you get into an argument with Cora, it's you guys like, or not you guys, but you, specifically me, go nuclear. And you don't really care if there's prisoners, you just scorch the earth, if you know what I mean. And in what I thought was my strength was really my weakness. I think a lot of time that's what happens. We say we have these strengths, but really they're a way of just hiding our weakness. For me, I thought that I was a very strong debater or I would always win in arguments with Cora. But I was just using that to hide the true issue, the anger. And that's what Satan would really picked up on. And that's, you know, when I was thinking about he lurks to catch the afflicted, right? That's what I came to. He locks in on the weaknesses that we have, and he continually hammers at those weaknesses. And we don't really see how he is attacking us because I think it just really speaks to our pride that we don't want to acknowledge that we have these weaknesses. We just want to acknowledge more our strengths. But the weaknesses we put off to the side, we're like, no, that's not me. Yeah, I might have a little bit of a problem, but that's not the issue. The issue is with other people, right? The issue for me is like, the issue is with Cora. She's the one that's getting me upset. She's the one doing this. She's the one like her. But really the issue is with me. If I didn't have so much anger, we could have resolved the issues so much easier. And so when we are confronted by our weakness, it's important that we don't hide them under a show of strength. See, I use my superior knowledge, so-called superior knowledge, to hide my anger. But we should take the opportunities that come up when our weaknesses show themselves to identify where it is or what it is coming from. You know, it's like if you find yourself encountering the same situation over and over again, like what's one thing that can think of that we can identify with. You know, certain people that within, you know, the church community, when they say, "Oh, I find it difficult to relate or connect with other people at church," you know, because this, like this, for example, this person, you know, we just won't really connect on that level because we can't have a conversation, intellectual conversation, or it's just tough to talk to them. Maybe that's just a one-off case. But if this person is continually saying, "I can't connect with this person, I can't connect with this person, and all my house church, you know, it's difficult to connect with them," maybe the issue isn't other people, but maybe the issue is, you know, with that one particular person. So if you find yourself having these same situations come up over and over again, maybe it's time to stop and to think about, maybe there's something else going on. There's one staff meeting where we're talking about manifestations, and it came out that, or the one of the conclusions that I got from it was that manifestations, when they happen, aren't bad, right? They might be a little scary because we might not understand what is going on, or we might not have experienced it before, and therefore we get scared and we say, like, "Oh, what should we do so that it doesn't happen again?" But manifestations aren't bad because that's when you know that there's something there, that God is actually giving the opportunity for that person and for other people to see that something is there and that there's an issue to deal with, right? It's kind of like when someone goes to the doctor and there's a house, you know, they have a mystery ailment, but they don't know what's going on, right? But they show symptoms, and it's only in these manifestations, there's symptoms of something that's deeper going on inside, something that's wrong, and God is giving us that opportunity to address what is wrong. And so if I'm always getting into arguments, not just Cora, but with everyone, and I'm always getting so upset and so worked up over something that might be so tiny, but God is definitely telling me, "Hey, Andrew, you have an anger problem, right? It's not that these people are making you angry or these people are wrong, and they could be, but God is telling me, you have an anger issue that you need to deal with." Because the enemy, that's what the enemy goes after, and he tries to, you know, move in so that you don't see how he's attacking you. And it's only when we acknowledge that we are weak, when we acknowledge that we have an issue, that we can begin to deal with those issues. It's only when we understand, like, "Oh, you know, there's something wrong with my body. I have to go see a doctor." That's when the doctor can start healing us. And you know, for us, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.'" You know, we have a hope in dealing with these things. When we acknowledge that we are weak, that's when we turn to God and we say, "Lord, I need your help in this. I can't do this myself." Every time this happens, you know what this pride or anger or, I don't know, greed, whatever it may be, all these things come up, and I need your help to deal with it. And it is only in acknowledging that we are truly strong, because God comes and strengthens us. He is the one that gives us the power. He gives us power in our weakness to deal with these things that come up. And he is the one that, you know, opens our eyes to see just how exactly the enemy is attacking. So as we worship today, before we worship, now why don't we take a few moments to think, just to reflect on our lives, and look at our lives and see, are there certain situations, are there certain things that are a recurring theme in relation to what I've talked about this morning? You know, do you see certain trends? Does anger keep coming up? Or do you look at other people's lives and kind of look at them with a little bit of envy, but you know, you say, oh, it's not envy. You know, I admire their lives, but you admire them constantly over and over again. You know, that could be envy. Or you feel like that should be me, but I guess they deserve it. That could be, you know, part of it could be jealousy as well. So spend a few moments just reflecting if you see any of those trends in your life, because God may be telling you, hey, these are things that I'm bringing up for you so you can deal with it. Right? It's, I think a lot for me, a lot of times I fell into the trap of, oh, why am I so angry? You know, why can't I do this? Right? That's what the enemy wants you to think, that you can't do it, that you're going to have to deal with these issues for the rest of your life. But God is saying, if you acknowledge it, and if you listen to what I'm saying about you, I will help you with this. I will help you deal with this. And every time you feel this way, know that I am there.
Thank you.
Yes, Father, I just pray, God, that you show us, Lord, those weaknesses of ours that we've hidden with what we think are strengths, God. That, Father, I pray you surround us, Lord, with good brothers and sisters, Lord, that will show us our blind spots, God, that in the times where they speak truth into our lives, God, and they bring a gentle rebuke, that we take it, we receive it with open hearts, God, that we not clam up and fight back or think that they're attacking us, but really take their words, God, with an open heart and to really ask you, Lord, to give us your strength, Lord. Father, we know we are weak, and yeah, Lord, we need your help, Lord, to deal with these issues that we have, Father. So we just come to you, Lord, and we just want to give these things up to you, Father. Turning to our community prayer focus, let's pray for those in our community and the families who are battling cancer and undergoing chemo and radiation therapy and various surgeries. Let's pray for those in our community that are sick and have yet to receive Christ into their lives. Let's pray for healing and also an open heart to receive His word. Let's pray for those in our community that are dealing with various infirmities. Let's pray for God's healing and also perseverance for them as they continue praying for the various things that they are dealing with. Let's pray for those in our community that are currently looking for jobs. Let's pray for the right opportunities to come and for them just to have wisdom and God's discernment in selecting these opportunities. Turning to your mission focus, let's pray for Japan and P. Sophia, who is our missionary there. SP Seoul is currently taking a break. Eunsung and Janice are actually here in Hong Kong, so let's pray for them as well as they take a season away from Korea. And Cambodia, Grace, let's pray for Grace as she starts her business as mission initiative. She just went back yesterday. Let's pray for God's hand to be upon her, that she meets the right people and have the right contacts. Let's also pray for Oasis House and Pastor Jenny Oh, and as she continues to do the work that she does in Cambodia. Let's pray for the Missions Council as they just go through the various initiatives that come across the table, as they pray into certain trips that are coming up. May just pray for God's wisdom and discernment to be amongst them as they meet. Let's pray for a local outreach for Igape, Homi, SP Lights, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. Let's really pray for the love of God to fill the lives of our servants as they go out to all these local outreaches, so that they're able to just overflow onto the people they're ministering to. And let's pray for tonight's evening activities, or the gatherings, for SPU and for intercessory prayer, as well as EG class that is starting today. Father, we thank you for this morning, God. We just continue to ask, Lord, that in our days, God, in our walks with you, God, that you continue to remind us of things that might not necessarily be the most healthy, and that you just give us the grace, Lord, in those times when those traits do come out to give us the grace, Lord, to deal with them, to really identify what it is that we're struggling with, God, and give us the strength to do it. Father, I thank you, God, for the freedom that you've given to us, for Jesus dying on the cross, that we can have this ability, Lord. And we're just so grateful for that. Lord, keep watch over us today. Keep watch over us tomorrow, over the weekend, as we meet back here for Sunday service, God. We thank you for this time. We pray these things in your Son's most precious name. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time.